This is Akashvani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping today reaffirmed that the two countries are development partners and not rivals, and that the differences should not turn into disputes. The two leaders met on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit in Tianjin. Prime Minister Modi underlined the importance of peace and tranquility on the border areas for continued development of bilateral relations.
हमारे स्पेशल रिप्रेजेंटेटिव्स के बीच बॉर्डर मैनेजमेंट के संबंध में सहमति बनी। कैलाश मानसरोवर यात्रा फिर से शुरू की। दोनों देशों के बीच डायरेक्ट फ्लाइट भी फिर से शुरू की जा रही। हमारे सहयोग से दोनों देशों के 2.8 बिलियन लोगों के हित जुड़े हुए। इससे पूरी मानवता के कल्याण का मार्ग भी प्रशस्त होगा।
Both the leaders expressed commitment to a fair, reasonable, and mutually acceptable resolution of the boundary question, proceeding from the political perspective of their overall bilateral relations and the long-term interests of the two people. The two leaders noted the need to strengthen people-to-people ties through direct flights and visa facilitation, building on the resumption of Kailash Mansarovar Yatra and tourist visa. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the nation has to move forward on the path of Atmanirbhar Bharat and the goal of a developed India with the mantra of vocal for local. Sharing his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today, Mr. Modi said during the festive season, the countrymen should never forget about Swadeshi.
आने वाले दिनों में बहुत सारे त्योहारों की रौनक होगी। उन त्योहारों में आपको स्वदेशी की बात कभी भी भूलनी नहीं है। उपहार वही जो भारत में बना हो। पहनावा वही जो भारत में बुना हो, सजावट वही जो भारत में बने सामान से हो, और भी ऐसा बहुत कुछ। एक ही मंत्र वोकल फॉर लोकल, एक ही रास्ता आत्मनिर्भर भारत, एक ही लक्ष्य विकसित भारत।
The Prime Minister said in this monsoon season, natural disasters are testing the country. He said during the last few weeks, the country has witnessed grave devastation caused by floods and landslides. Mr. Modi said these incidents have saddened every countryman and the pain of the families who lost their loved ones is a shared pain. The government has completely suspended the booking of all categories of mail, including letters, documents and gift items valued up to $100 destined for the USA. In a statement, Department of Post said that the decision was taken in view of the ongoing inability of carriers to transport US-bound mail and the absence of defined regulatory mechanisms. Two people died and five others were injured in a blast in Lucknow today. District Magistrate Vishak G. informed that the blast occurred in an illegal firecracker factory operating in a house in the Behta Bazaar area of Godamba police station. SDRF and DRF and police teams reached the site and initiated rescue operations. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath have expressed condolences over the incident and directed district administration officials to immediately admit the injured to the hospital and ensure proper treatment. The Union Minister for Home Affairs and Cooperation, Mr. Amit Shah, is on an official visit to Ahmedabad and Gandhinagar today. The minister's itinerary includes a series of engagements focused on public welfare and urban development initiatives. Mr. Shah inaugurated urban health centers in Gota and Chandlodia wards, performed a tree plantation ceremony and offered prayers at the historic Bhadrakali temple this morning. He also inaugurated the redeveloped Sardar Bagh. As part of the National Sports Day 2025 celebrations, Union Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Khadse, and actor Jackie Shroff today flagged off the Fit India Cycles on Sunday rally in Mumbai. The event was organized by the Sports Authority of India Region Center Mumbai at the Borivali National Park. Addressing the media, Union Minister Raksha Khadse said that the aim of the Fit India Cycles on Sunday event is to spread awareness about fitness and benefits of cycling among people. The India Meteorological Department has predicted heavy rainfall in western Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, eastern Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. Meanwhile, in the national capital, water level of Yamuna River crossed the danger mark this morning. And with that, we end this news bulletin.